Joshua was old and advanced in years. When the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and a very large amount of the land remains to be possessed. This is the land that remains, all the regions of the Philistines, and all those of the Geshurites, from the Shehor which is east of Egypt, even as far as the border of Ekron to the north.
It is counted as Canaanite,
the five governors of the Philistines, the Gazite, the Ashdodite, the Ashkelonite, the Gittite, the Ekronite, and the Evite.
To the south, all the land of the Canaanite, and Mira that belongs to the Sidonians, as far as Ophek, to the border of the Amorite, and the land of the Gebelite, and all of Lebanon, toward the east from Mount Dan below Mount Hermon, as far as Lebohamah.
All the inhabitants of the hill country, from Lebanon as far as Misrephothmaim, all the Sidonians I will drive out from the sons of Israel.
Only allotted to Israel as an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore apportion this land as an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh,
with the other half tribe, the Reubenites and the Gadites, received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan to the east, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave to them. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, with the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain of Meribah as far as Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the border of the sons of Babylon, and Gilead, and the territory of the Geshurites, and Maacathites, and all Mount Hermon, struck them and drove them out. But the sons of Israel did not drive out the Geshurites or the Maacathites. Instead, Geshur and Maacath live among Israel to this day. Only to the tribe of Levi, he did not give an inheritance, the offerings by fire to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance, as he spoke to him.
Tribe of the sons of Reuben, according to their families. The territory was from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arden, with the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain by Medeba, Heshbon and all its cities which are on the plain, Dibon, Bamoth, Baal, Beth, Baal, Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Nephoth, Kiriathaim, Sibmah, Zerik, Shahar, on the hill of the valley, Beth Pearl, the slopes of Pisgah, Beth Jeshima, even all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses struck with. Also gave an inheritance to the tribe of God, to the sons of Gad according to their families. Their territory was Jazer and all the cities of Gilead and half the land of the sons of Ammon as far as Aroer, which is opposite Rabbah. And from Heshbon, as far as Ramath-Mizpeh and Beth-Anath, and from Mahanai, as far as the border of Debir, and in the valley Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, with the Jordan as a border, as far as the lower end of the Sea of Kinnereth, beyond the Jordan to the east. This is the inheritance of the sons of Gad, according to their families, the cities and their villages. Moses also gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh, and it was for the half-tribe of the sons of Manasseh, according to their families, their territory.